Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where some is calm, but all is bright.
Some is calm.
So, well, I don't want to say all is calm.
Well, that would be untrue.
Right.
You know, we can't say that everything's calm.
Not everything.
Well, if we were going to do something like that, we wouldn't be able to be me, Cody.
And me, Tyler.
We're your friends.
That's true.
And that is true.
Right.
Much unlike
All is calm.
I love Benson. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time here.
So glad to have you.
If you're listening again, you're still here. They're still here, Tyler.
Wow.
Wow.
Good on you, mate.
Welcome back. We've got a great show planned for you today. We are going to go down the rabbit hole. We've got some catching up to do.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It feels like it's been a long time
since
we've actually recorded, but it's just been different. Our schedules have been a little bit different.
Right. Holiday season is upon us.
Well, you know, the holidays, they're a beautiful time, but they are a busy time.
They are a busy time.
So, but we're going to get into all that. But Tyler, we're going to get into our segment. But before we do, I mentioned this to you like briefly last time I talked about it.
Oh, gosh.
But something we're going to start doing is, as we get reviews, we're going to read the reviews on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a review here, and I guess what I suppose what we can do is, like, this is the most recent one. We can work our way back.
Yeah.
And then also new ones as they come in.
Right.
Eventually we'll have a jingle and all that stuff, but we don't have time for that today.
Not today. It's the holiday season.
Exactly.
But some is calm.
This one comes in from BDNDIV. I don't know who that could be or is, but they say the title of the review is Such a Blessing, and they gave us 5 stars.
Oh.
It says, in a time in the world where most entertainment is just inappropriate jokes and behavior clothed under a, quote, family-friendly label, this podcast has truly blessed my life. It is completely clean and enjoyable to listen to. Also, for those of a faith-based background, it is also rooted in true apostolic Christian values that help to encourage a person's spiritual life. But in a natural sense, this podcast is just enjoyable to listen to with hilarious stories and topics that never fail to entertain. God bless. Well, God bless you, BDNDIV.
Glad somebody thinks we're funny.
Well, this, I know, right? This just goes to show it's working, Tyler.
Right.
Well, our evil plan is working. No, but seriously, thank you so much for the review. We appreciate it. It really does help us know that what we're doing here is accomplishing what we're setting out for it to do. And we'll get to more reviews in future episodes. So what you ought to do is you ought to leave us one.
Yeah.
You can do that either on Apple Podcasts or on our website, thattablepod.com.
You could have your username read out for dozens to hear.
Exactly. I mean, who doesn't? Let's be honest. Who doesn't want that?
Never Have I Ever.
Okay. This week on Never Have I Ever, Cody, I'm going to give you something that I may or may not have done, and you will tell me if you have evered.
Okay. I'm ready.
Never Have I Ever called a teacher mom.
Ooh. Have I ever called a teacher mom?
I have.
You have?
I have. Okay. I remember specifically when, where, and what teacher. It was in fifth grade. Her name was Miss Marshall. And
Shout out to Miss Marshall.
Yeah, you the best assist.
Write us a review.
Right. She was very kind and mother-like.
Yeah.
So I understand why I called her mom, and it was a one-time mistake. Never did it again. She did acknowledge it.
Oh, it was a mistake.
Laugh. Oh no, it was absolutely
okay. I thought you were like, hey, mom, like school mom.
No. Oh well. Oh, okay. No. I've not done that with a teacher. I have accidentally called,
I got you.
Called her mom. It was acknowledged. It was pointed out and ridiculed accordingly.
Well, thank God.
Right.
Would hate for that to go unnoticed. Right,
got
to
stay humble.
Exactly.
What about yourself?
Bro, just to be completely honest with you, I may remember it in horror at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. I don't think I have, and here's why. With the exception of maybe 2 or 3 that I can think of right off the top of my head, I didn't have great experiences with teachers.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I was just like abused every day. There were some days when all was not calm. But I don't think I ever made. Now I do remember that some of the teachers that I was fond of that were actually nice. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking very highly of them, but I don't think I ever slipped into calling them mom because
not even accidentally.
I don't think so. I really don't.
As a youngin'.
I don't think so. If I did, it didn't do me any good because I don't remember it.
Right. So I think the ridicule is what made it burn into my mind.
Probably so. Probably so. Well, it's also, you know, I mean, it happens, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't anything I'm like losing sleep over. I just remember it.
It's usually a turning point in a movie where like the kid accidentally calls the guardian that's not their parent mom or dad.
Right.
And then the soft music starts playing. And there's like a moment. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, it's catch-up time, folks.
Well, first of all, before we go any further, I gotta ask you, how was your holiday? How was your Thanksgiving?
Brother, my Thanksgiving was wonderful.
Really?
It was so good. It was probably one of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had.
Lots of salad and water?
Yeah, absolutely not. Did I have any vegetables at all?
Surely you did.
I had a sweet potato, but that's...
Well, that's covered in sugar.
Right. And well, cinnamon. And it's also like a starch.
Right.
Okay.
Tyler, you probably didn't. I mean, let's be honest. It's Thanksgiving. I don't think I had a single vegetable.
Like not even corn or... Oh, no, I had a little bit of corn.
Okay, well, there you go.
But I think corn is like all sugar.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Right. Well, it's here is where it is.
If you look at the food triangle, there's corn.
Right, yeah.
There's corn in that thing. Yeah.
No, I had two wonderful meals. I got to spend it with two different families. Or two different parts of my family, which was wonderful. It was just good times to be had all around. I know one around lunch, we ate outside, which was great because the weather was wonderful.
Ooh.
We set up tables outside.
Yeah.
And then we came inside and we sang worship songs. Ooh. To our Christ.
Ah, hallelujah.
I was playing piano and like the family was gathered around singing. It was a wonderful time.
That sounds like a great time.
It was a wonderful time. And that's something that I've always wanted to do, you know,
yeah.
But I've never been in the situation where I've been able to, but I got to do that this past Thanksgiving.
Well, there was finally a piano in the house.
Right. it was wonderful. It was spent with some great, great people. And yeah, I, the food, like you said, great, great, great time. I watched The Grinch twice in a 24-hour span.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yes, my wonderful niece, Taylor, shout out to you. She wanted to watch The Grinch whenever I got there, which was Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wanted to watch it again Thursday night.
Which, I mean, you got to do it.
Right, absolutely. Know? Had a great time.
Right.
So, what about you, brother? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful, man. We didn't get to see everybody we wanted to see.
Right.
But we went over to Sarah's parents. Mm-hmm. Over in Louisiana. And it was just a great time, man. It was exactly what I was hoping it would be. The food was great. The only thing that wasn't ideal was... I consider her a sister. My sister, Kate.
Yes.
She was sick and unable to attend. Yeah, that was unfortunate because I was looking forward to seeing her. But we got to see, you know, we hung out a lot. It wasn't one of those situations where people ate, sat around for a minute, and then left. Like, everyone lingered. We got to have a good time.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. Lots of laughs and stuff during the eating and just telling old stories and stuff like that. It was exactly what I wanted it to be. Of course, had some turkey.
Oh, excellent.
Had my own ham. If you follow me on Instagram,
which you should,
you may have seen that, you can do that via the link in the description. You may have seen that I posted a story where, you know, you're spoiled when your in-laws get you your own ham. And that was me. There was literally a ham like off to the side that had a sign on it that said Cody's ham.
Oh my.
And the reason for this, if you missed our Thanksgiving episode, last year, the ham was coated in cinnamon. I wasn't able to eat any, which was disappointing because it's like the ham is my jam.
Yeah.
Put that on a shirt. so I wasn't able to have any. So this year, they had the regular ham that was for everyone, and then they had my ham, which I told everyone, if you want some, you can have some. It's okay. And some did partake.
Oh, good.
But it was good, man. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
No unwanted visitors. No unwanted.
Well, not there.
Oh. Not there.
However, I suppose you're referring to the unwanted guest.
You've had unwanted guests here recently, Cody?
Tyler, we've had a problem.
Please do tell.
So let's wind the clock back a few weeks.
Okay.
I hear Lincoln there meowing. Maybe this is good. Maybe this is bad.
Right.
So
because of the following story.
Right. So what happened was Sarah decided that it was time to decorate for Christmas. So she's getting her stuff out of the shed and she's bringing everything in. My mom came to help decorate the tree and stuff, and all was well. Everything was going to the way it should. Well, there came a point in time, I guess, that she came to a Tupperware that had like this blanket down in it, and it didn't have a top on it, which was weird because the rest of them did. I later found the top in the trunk of my car.
Oops.
So that's my B. But anyway, so she goes to get this blanket out of the Tupperware. She lifts it up and then immediately just slams it back down because what she sees, Tyler, is a mouse. She sees a mouse that has been in my house in the Tupperware.
In a blouse?
All day. Oh.
Mouse in my house in a blouse.
Make me a mouse.
Make me a mouse of prayer. Oh, man. Shout out to Eddie James.
Brother Eddie, you're always welcome.
Yes, sir. We know you're listening.
The door is always open. Well, he listens to the show. He's that kind of guy.
Right.
So I'm at work, and I'm just like doing my thing, and I get a call, and it's Sarah. You know, I've told you how it is with me and the calls.
Right.
People call Cody. It's usually it just turns out to be a negative thing. And I get the call, and she's like, there's a mouse in the house. You got to come home right now and get it. Like, I'm standing outside. And I was like, oh, no. Like, what happened? Like, she said that it was in her decoration. She told me the story of what happened. And so now, as the man of the house, it is my responsibility to come home and take care of the problem. Now, before we go any further, just stop it right here and say, if you harbor love for mice, if you think
this story is not for you,
this story is not for you, we want you to stay, but you may want to fast forward a little bit or just, it doesn't end the way you think it does.
Right.
But there is an element.
I'll say they may still want to stay around.
There is an element. So let's continue. So I get home and Sarah is indeed outside. And I said, where is it? She said, it's in that Tupperware. She said that the mouse was in the blanket. And I said, okay, well, this is not good. Now, for those that don't know, Cody is terrified of mice. Like, to a crippling degree,
right.
To a degree where, like, just the thought of what I was about to have to do, I was getting goosebumps. Like, I don't like it. And I think what it's rooted from is the fact that whenever I was a small child, a field rat, like, chewed on the tip of my finger when I was digging down into a hole. Mm-mm. So there's, like, the whole trauma of that. Because then I had to go get a tetanus shot.
Just a
bad time all around. So I think that that's where it came from. But nevertheless, I don't like them. I'm very, very afraid.
Side story. We used to have horses, and I had to feed them. And I opened up. We kept all the feed in a trash, like a big metal trash bin type of deal.
Yeah.
Opened it. A rat jumped out of my face. I had the scoop in my hand, and luckily I hit it like perfectly timed. But that was terrifying. Well, so now I open lids the opposite direction of my body.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. In case I don't remember, remind me of where that comes into play in this story.
Gotcha.
Listener, hold Tyler accountable because now it's on him. So I go inside and I hear the mouse.
Oh,
it's
no.
squeaking. And here's where it's at. There's a corner where Link's food and his water is. And then like over to the left of it, there's a china cabinet. It is in the corner of the china cabinet. Like it's behind his bin that has food in it. There's a couple of like little paintings that me and Sarah had done and just put them right there. Mm-hmm. And there's a vacuum cleaner. There's stuff in the way, but I can hear the mouse is clearly in there. So I am
upset.
I'm so upset, but I'm hopeful because I'm thinking we have a cat.
Yeah.
You know, and he's showing interest. He's like looking over there and kind of like doing his heads kind of sideways and stuff. And I'm like, if I can just get this stuff out of the way for him, he will take care of the mouse. right?
Yeah. One would hope.
One would hope.
Right.
This is not what took place. What took place was I moved the stuff out of the way. It took me a very long time to do this because my fear was the mouse was going to run out on me.
Right.
I go over. I got the broom, and I'm like scooting stuff out the way. I see the mouse. I see it. And it's a little bitty baby mouse. And Sarah is like, you know, she's getting intel from me. I said, I see it. I said, it's really little. She said, well, the one I saw wasn't little. And I said, what do you mean? And I'm thinking in my head all kind of stuff. Like, this has got to be, I mean, here it is. Here's the mouse, you know. So long story made shorter, Link does nothing. Link looks at it.
Right.
He acknowledges that it's there. But he doesn't, like, try to get it. Or because we both go outside. We're watching Link through the glass door. Mm-hmm. And Link is just doing nothing. So I go inside with a broom, trigger warning, and eventually get the guts to do what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Took care of the mouse, relieved it of its earthly duties.
Right. And sleeping with fishes.
Yeah. And Sarah said, she's like, let me see. And I showed it to her. I picked it up with my hands. No. I was like,
wow,
good job. No. Nay. I showed it to her, and she was like, that's not the one I saw. I said, what do you mean? I was like, this is the mouse, you know? And so what I'm thinking to myself is, you know, the trauma of picking up the blanket, you see a mouse, it's like surprising
huge,
to you.
Yeah.
Maybe in her mind's eye, it's like this right. big mouse, you know?
Right.
I genuinely convinced myself of this. Now, mind you, this is on a Wednesday night. I got home. I have not eaten.
Right.
I'm super hungry. This is taking up all of our time. We got to get ready for church, which, being fully transparent, I considered not going just because of how upset and, like, beside myself I was.
Right.
I mean, this is not a game, people. So, this is very much, I mean,
this is real life.
Pay no mind to the fact that I'm 6'4" and none of your business pounds.
Right.
Like, this is.
Some is calm.
Right. Some all is calm. Is but exactly. So we go to church and we have a great service, and I am at peace. I'm like, you know, I got the mouse. The mouse is, you know, he's right. outside with the fishes, you know?
Right.
We go to Wendy's. We get Wendy's.
Praise God.
Right. We get Wendy's, and I'm like, ooh, I'm so hungry. I'm going to get home. I'm going to eat this Wendy's. And it's going to be good. You know what I'm talking about? Like that good Wendy's?
Right.
Where it's fresh.
Yes, that's the fries.
With the fries. Mm-hmm. That's what this was.
I've been feeling some Wendy's here recently.
I could have Wendy's right now.
Perhaps we might.
Well, I have plans to go to Taco Bell after this. So you're welcome to join me. But I can't have Wendy's today. Anyway, we get home.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously, like, I'm at peace. To the point where I just open the door. I don't look. I don't, like, survey.
Right.
I just open the door. And I see directly in front of me go across the floor the mouse. Mm-hmm. Like, it goes across the floor. And I was like, Sarah, I said, I saw the mouse. I saw the big mouse. Now, I say big. We're talking maybe, like, what is that, Tyler? Like, 4 inches, maybe 3.
Right.
Maybe 6 grams of weight. I don't know. But it darts across the floor. Well, Link sees it when it does that. Well, then he begins the hunt. And I'm like, yes.
Get up.
Get him, Link.
Get up.
So me and Sarah, we go into the kitchen. And
take shelter.
And we take shelter.
Right.
Quite literally.
Right.
We then contact you.
Oh, wow. Hi. It's
this,
me.
This is where Tyler comes into the story. Now, let me just say that when we were at the church and we were telling Tyler about what had happened, he was like, oh, that's bad, fam. Like, that's unfortunate, yada, yada. And I was like, bro, I started to call you, but you weren't off work. He was like, you should have, man. I would have come and helped you.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I've helped Sarah out in the past with other critters.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, maybe next time, you know. Well, then I didn't. Little did I know next time would be momentarily.
Right.
Neither
did I.
Right. So you're at the church, and I'm like, bro, I need you to come to the house. I need your help. I can't do this. Now,
meanwhile, I'm like having a very serious conversation with somebody who's like halfway in tears, and I'm getting this message, and I'm like, oh no. Like, I'm like talking to this person. I have an emergency on my phone and I'm hungry as well.
Yeah.
And I knew that this was probably not going to be a short ordeal. So I'm like, if I wait and try to eat when I leave, nothing's going to be open.
Right.
So I finally was able to wrap up the conversation and I was like, can I stop and get some pizza real quick?
So here's the thing. While he was talking to this person, we're like, Tyler, why aren't you texting back? What's going on? Like, what is the holdup? He finally texts back. And it's, okay, can I get some pizza? I'm like, okay, but hurry. Like, you got to come straight here. Now, while you're going to get pizza and we have not left the kitchen, Link is just chasing the mouse around the house.
No.
He's not like trying, but you know how like a cat, you've seen him like go after the laser where he's ferocious and he's fast and he's trying to kill that laser.
He's just playing with
this mouse. He's not doing that with this mouse. I am like disappointed as a father. I'm disappointed in my son. I'm over here like, Link, kill the mouse. Like, I see him like running across the floor. Now you're probably thinking, Cody, why don't you just walk over there and put your size 14 foot on the mouse? You know why? You want me to tell you why, Tyler?
I do.
Because I'm a baby. I'm a small child trapped in a man's body when it comes to this type of situation. And silly me, I thought my cat may take care of the mouse he's actively hunting. My mistake.
Right. Shame on you.
Right. Shame on me. So finally, trying to make this a little bit shorter, Tyler arrives. I'm immediately relieved.
They equip me with a broom.
The same broom that I had done work with previously.
With a much smaller mouse.
Yeah.
So here I am. They're like, it's under the china cabinet. And I'm like, okay. I go and I look. I don't see anything. I get my flashlight out. I'm looking with that.
You're turning the lights on.
Right.
In the house.
I have the lights turned on. I'm like on the floor. Mind you, I'm not like, I'm not terrified of the rodents, but I'm not like, come here, bestie.
You don't seek them out.
Right. I'm not like Tom and Jerry status.
Right.
Like I still would rather one not run at my face directly as I lean down to look under a cabinet. That would be great.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So I'm still like wary, you know, I'm looking down, recording with my flash on to try to see if I can catch any movement or anything like that. I'm like, it's not under this china cabinet. Well, then I start searching through the rest of the house and I'm like, okay, there's no way I could check the living room. There's too many places he could be. Checked in the recording studio, nowhere. Bathroom, nowhere. I'm like, okay, I guess he's like, I don't know. I went back to the china cabinet. I started banging around on it. And a long story made shorter, eventually, he comes flying out.
Well.
And none was calm.
So, one small detail is while you were looking, I had said to Sarah, because we were still in the kitchen, I said, I'm going to walk around to the front door outside, and I'm going to look through the glass and just see if I can see him anywhere.
Right.
And maybe can direct... I was telling you, maybe I can direct you to.
Right.
So I go outside, I walk around the front of the house, and I just hear the most blood-curdling, like someone has broken into the house scream.
Yeah, a mouse.
It comes from my wife. My wife screams to the top of her lungs.
Well, she would be doing that because once the mouse left the china cabinet... I'm trying to get him, but he ends up eluding my grasp and runs to none other than the kitchen.
Where Sarah is.
Directly to Sarah, as in like, save me, Sarah, from this man.
So she screams. Now, mind you, the door, we've left the door open in an attempt to maybe he'll just run outside.
He did not. He took a left at that door.
But with that being said... The doors are wide open. The neighbors are outside their home.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I know, because I was outside. I know they heard Sarah scream.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, oh, my gosh, they're going to think I'm in here, like, beating my wife or something.
No.
So I hear her scream, and I run into there, and I see Tyler just going ham with the broom, like trying to kill, and I'm like, what do I do?
Sarah is like holler at me telling me to stop because she doesn't want the guts everywhere.
I said, don't worry about the guts.
I'm like, do you want the stat or not?
We can clean the guts well, up.
Sorry, I know it's gross.
For those who were questioning as to whether or not a broom was an effective mushing weapon.
No.
It is not.
Not for that
mouse. Right, for that mouse. I jammed that broom directly into at that young man's face, and it just did nothing. It's like the bristle split at the corner and part and saved his life.
But this put us in a position that was potentially helpful to us.
Well, because he had escaped the grasp of the broom and went in between the countertops and the fridge. Yeah. And so I shoved my broom in there trying to get him, but he had went behind the fridge.
Well, and there was nowhere for him to go.
Right.
We know now where he is. He's under the fridge because he can't go anywhere behind the counters. There's no hole. There's no gap. Right. It's all sealed off.
He can't go from under the fridge through the front because there's no way to get under the fridge, as far as from the front.
So Tyler has an idea.
Yes. Well, first, the first mission at that point was to escort Sarah safely from the building.
Yeah.
To evacuate.
We took Sarah, we told her,
get out.
You need to go outside and just sit in the car. And she could do, it was a cool evening, able to do that.
We had the windows cracked.
We still haven't eaten, at this point. We're still,
me either.
We're getting over into, 9 o'clock, 9:30-ish. Right. So Tyler has the idea of there's several Tupperwares that have Christmas decorations and stuff still in them. He said, we know where he's at.
Right.
We know that he can only go two ways, which would be to the rear of the fridge where there's a wall and off to the side where the door is.
Right.
Or he could go the other way, but there's the cabinet there. You can't go anywhere.
Well, so what we do is we take the Christmas decor boxes and create this little track of sorts, this little corral pin.
Some might call it a wall.
A wall. I blocked the left side to where if he does decide to go left, he can't get out through there.
Yeah.
And then we had the actual countertop where the chairs and stuff are. And then we had boxes stacked up and
we took the bar stools and laid them down in such a way.
We created a way. So the only way that he could go was to go out of this house.
That was the only way of escape. He could either stay under the fridge or leave the house. Or if he did come out, he would only be able to run around in that circle.
And we would be able to escort him out accordingly.
Right. Or relieve him from his earthly duties.
Right. So he could also sleep officials.
Right.
And so the plan was to move the fridge or jostle it in such a way to where he would either be startled and, exit or would see oh, here's my opportunity. Let's go.
Yeah.
So we begin to do just that after, some maneuvering on our parts.
Well, and some very strategic planning.
Right.
Because I don't know about you. I really don't remember. But at this point, I am perspiring. I'm sweating. I am so hot. I am so stressed. Yeah. I am not having a good time. I'm so hungry.
I'm in between planning sessions. I'm grabbing a slice of
pepperoni. But so Tyler's like, okay, he gives me the broom. Now I have the broom.
Because if he runs out from behind the fridge, he needs to be swept out the door.
Which is why Sarah is in the car not just sitting outside.
Chilling, yeah.
So he's like, okay, you ready? And I was like, wait, we can't move the fridge too much because of the water lines that go into the back of it. So he's like, okay. So
which greatly limited us.
Right. So he starts manhandling the fridge. And I'm just pushing the broom, Just imagine a hockey player going after a puck.
Or shuffleboard.
Right. Shuffleboard's probably a better example. Nothing happens.
Right.
The mouse does not come out.
Nope.
The mouse.
And we have it pulled out.
Right.
If he wanted to leave, he could have.
He's not. We have it pulled out enough to see that he is not anywhere along the wall. He is under the fridge.
Right.
Nothing's happening. We are getting discouraged to the point where we eventually. I'm like, bro, because I feel bad because you're having to be here.
And I feel bad because I was called here and was unsuccessful in my mission.
The thing is, the real problem was how late it was, because we all had work the next day.
Right.
It was just a bad time for it to happen.
Right.
And
now this had been a Saturday morning.
It would have been like, okay.
Right. Like, you guys go do something. Yeah. Like, we'll take care of this.
Exactly. But that wasn't the case. And the other issue was, I remembered, we've only had one mouse in our house before, but it was when we first got here. Don't know how it happened, but it wasn't a good time. And I remembered something that Sarah had said. She said, I'm not going to be able to sleep in this house tonight, knowing that there's a mouse here. That was the first mouse years ago. So I was thinking about that on this night where we're going through this. I'm like, Sarah's not going to want to stay here tonight, but I don't know like what to do. Like, I don't know what to do. You offered to let us stay at your place.
My itty bitty house.
And I would have went. Just know that if it would have been just me, I'd have been like, let's go, bro. I ain't trying to be here. But Sarah is getting to that point of, I'm done with this. Like, I'm over it. This is not fun. It's almost 9:30. And I went out there and told her, I said, look, Tyler has offered us to come sleep at his house. Do you want to do that? She's like, it's not going to solve the problem. I'm like, you're right. But it's also like super late.
Right.
And I don't know what else to do. She said, no, it'll be fine. We'll just have to deal with it. And so I said, okay. So the only thing I knew to do, Tyler, was go to
Walmart
and look for traps. But the problem is we have Link. So I can't just get like regular sticky traps, put peanut butter on them, and then leave them out all over the house.
Right.
I got to get a pet-friendly trap. So I go to Walmart, have an unfortunate encounter with someone, and I left. They didn't have the traps. The unfortunate encounter was someone knew, recognized me, but I had no idea who they were. They had a mask on, and I had only met them like once years ago.
Oh, no.
But apparently they remembered me. I did not remember them. They took the mask off. I was like, oh, yeah, I recognize you now. And it's like, sorry about that. I was not forgiven. Like, there was no understanding that took place. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, you know, the mask. It was, anyway.
Oh, no.
So that was just a terrible thing. Like, I'm already in the midst of something unideal. And so I went to, now we're getting close to 10 o'clock, which is what time Piggly Wiggly closes. I go into Piggly Wiggly. I just straight up asked the lady. I said, do y'all have any pet-friendly mouse traps? She said, no. She said, we have sticky traps, and we have the traditional traps that, like, you know, snappy snap. We have nothing else. I said, okay. I went in the car, told Sarah, they don't have anything either. She said, let's just go home. Like at this point, you know, it's over. We go home. It's 10 o'clock. I still haven't eaten.
No.
I'm so tired. But I hear the mouse under the fridge. I hear him. He's mocking me. He's there.
He's probably trapped.
Well, he was there. And what we wound up doing was we left Link out. Well, we always leave him out, but we didn't bring him into the room with us. We closed the door behind us. I took a towel and like plugged the, blocked off the little gap underneath the door, but not before I heated up our food and took it into our room and I ate it in there.
Nice.
I know that a lot of people don't do that. Typically I don't, but this was a tragic night.
Right.
I'm finally eating my Wendy's. It is no longer fresh, but it was still good.
It's
still never frozen, but it was good, and I was tired. I was sweating. I was sad.
Oh, man.
So I get up the next morning. I hear the mouse. He's still there mocking me. He's still under the fridge. We leave, and the only thing I can think to do is I'm going to have to get traps.
Yeah.
I have to tell this part of the story because if I don't, she'll be disappointed. Thursday during work, I'm good. I'm having like a good day, but I'm on edge like all day.
Right.
And I realized as time got closer to 5 o'clock, I am on edge because I don't want to go home.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to face this situation anymore.
Right.
Like I was like trying to avoid the situation. So, but you can't live that way, you know?
Right.
So the time comes, I reluctantly go home, reluctantly walk in. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything, but literally my skin is crawling, you know?
Yeah.
And I also had not had dinner. I knew that we weren't going to be cooking that night. And I was like, I'm just going to bounce and go get some food. So I left And I called someone. Tyler, I called my mom. And I said, hey, mom. She said, hey. I was like, what you doing? She's like, you know, just hanging out. I think she was editing a video for her channel or whatever. And I was like, well, I'm just want to talk to you for a minute. And I revealed to my mother that I was at Popeyes, that I was going to get some food, but that I was also just stalling because I did not want to go home. Jeez. Her response was not nurturing. She proceeds to laugh at me. Rightfully so. Look, she's laughing and she's like, Cody, look at that mouse is so scared of you. Like, look at how big you are compared to this mouse.
Look at how big you are.
And she's just like, she's poking fun at me. And I'm like, I understand. Everything you're saying is totally valid.
Right.
I understand all of this. However,
it does not negate the feelings.
Here I sit in Popeye's parking lot on a Thursday afternoon, not going home because I am scared to death. And she's like, she did ultimately, like, she's encouraging me. She's like, look, it's going to be okay. Yeah. It's going to, you know, yada, yada. She's like, go to your house. She said, go home and be at your house. It's going to be fine. That mouse is more scared of you, yada, yada.
Right.
So that was funny. Eventually we go home. And I'll just end it with this. We ultimately wound up putting Link away in our room with all his needs. And I shut him off from the house. We have a fairly large master bedroom / bathroom. I only say that. I don't want it to seem like I locked Link into a little bitty room.
Right,
he goes in there all the time and chills. I closed him off from the rest of the house and I put traps out. I put sticky traps, peanut butter, all that good stuff. We never saw the mouse, never caught the mouse, never heard the mouse. The mouse, we believe, has left.
That's exactly what I was about to say, because if he had died under the fridge, you wouldn't know.
Well, he didn't die under the fridge, for sure, for that reason. We would know that. I don't believe Link ate him, because Link was not interested. I do think that he just left, and some have said, well, where do you think he went? Like, how did he get out? There's a small crack in the door, like between the two doors, that I've been meaning to fix for a while. It's no secret. Like, a mouse could easily get in or out. I'm pretty sure that in our absence during the workday, and with Link's presence being there, he probably just left. So we've been living in victory since then. We've had no sign. You know, rats, mice.
Me looking around here.
I've been kind of looking around. Well, in our last episode, you don't know this, but we were kind of on edge. We were like, I hope nothing happens.
Right.
But yeah, man, that was a crazy, crazy time that I did not enjoy at all.
But, you know, it's over.
It's over. And I've since learned that if it ever happens again, I have specific people that I can call on.
If you call me, do not arm me with a broom.
Well, you need to go buy your own arsenal. You need to get something you want.
Right.
Because the trick is, you got to have something that can remove the mouse from life,
right?
But not damage your floors or damage your fridge or your person, or you. You know,
I understand that.
So that's the thing. And typically, a broom will do it, but you got to hit them just right.
Right.
But that was not the case. But anyway,
so what about the mouse that you told me to bring the conversation back to?
So I had a dream.
I did it, listeners.
You did it. I had totally forgot.
I'm so glad you were.
A few nights after that, I had a dream, and it was a very vivid dream. I dreamed that Sarah and I were standing around her some Tupperwares and like bringing Christmas stuff out, and that I had removed an item, and that a mouse just jumped out at my face. Well, this dream caused me to physically in our bed like I slung my arms, I yelled just like that, and I knew it. I was like, oh no, I scared Sarah to death, and it scared me to death too. And I accidentally like my hands, when they flew, they like hit her on the back. And she's like, what is it? What is it? I'm like, no. I was like, I'm sorry. I had a bad dream. I was like, it's just me.
Stop.
And she's like over there, like hyperventilating.
Yeah.
Like breathing real hard. I'm breathing hard. She was like, I was asleep. And I'm like, gosh. I understand. I'm so sorry. I felt so bad, bro.
Because no.
I know it scared her. It scared me. Right. And I was the one that did it, you know?
Right.
But man, it was just a terrible time. Look, I do not endorse just like randomly slaying animals, but I feel that all mice should be destroyed.
You know what I kind of have? I don't want to say an irrational fear because allegedly this is not irrational, but I've heard that snakes can come up in through your toilet. Like they somehow get like in through the plumbing.
It's possible.
Yeah. I don't know what the specifics are, but like, you hear about that and you're just like, wow, don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen either, but I will be honest with you. I would have rather it have been a snake.
Really?
Absolutely. Because a snake is going to like go to one spot and curl up in fear. Right. You know, they're going to like probably get into the strike position or whatever, and you can take care of the snake and
accordingly.
However you choose to do so.
Shovel is preferred.
At our house, it is going to result in death. Sorry, I know a lot of people. I know that's unpopular with a lot of people, but it's almost like, well, it's just what's going to happen here. This is Mississippi. You know, we ain't down here hugging the snakes. Not everybody. But yeah, man, I would rather it be a snake because a mouse. Here's the thing about a mouse is that in its attempt to run away from you, Tyler, it can run up your pants leg.
Ooh-wee.
Which results in negativity in your life. So
got enough of that.
Yeah. So that wasn't good. But I tell you what, man, we lived. I think there's photos. I think Sarah has a few photos from when we were like, we had the wall set up and stuff.
I think I have some that I took personally.
Oh, well, if you have some, well, maybe if we can get like some decent ones, we'll have to review them.
Right.
Maybe we can post some of those on our Patreon for our folks to see there.
That would be a treat for sure.
It was terrible, man.
All I could remember thinking was just how upset that I was. I was like, wow, I'm so sad that I did not get this done for them.
Well, no,
it's not that I was scared because like I just could not get him to come out of that fridge.
If you would have been better equipped,
I sprayed Febreze.
We did.
I sprayed Febreze in an attempt to like.
Spread it behind the fridge.
We're like.
I forgot about that part.
Oh, gosh.
Oh no. And look, I don't want you to feel bad because we were thankful that you came. I was especially grateful. But yeah, man, the mouse is gone. Thank God for that. We are so thankful that. That is over
behind us.
Yeah, because it wasn't great,
but not literally behind.
No, us. Not literally behind us, because that would be
less than
that
ideal.
Would be very problematic, especially right now. Like, you know, it's not easy for me to get up from right here. There's like this little thing right here that the iPad's on. Oh, I'm hooked up to these headphones. There's a mic stand.
Gets up, takes half the recording studio with
you. I mean, seriously, like I'm just kind of tethered in. Plus these chairs, you know, they're kind of comfortable, so you kind of sink down, especially when you weigh as much as I do.
Oh, Lord.
You kind of sink down.
My couches are like that at home.
Really?
It is a struggle to get out of my couches.
Well, it'd just be like that sometimes.
Bruh, it'd be like that all the time.
Man.
I have to roll out of my couch.
You know what I saw? Kind of taking this into a different direction.
Yeah.
I saw something, and I really had to, really, I say that because it's a reel that I saw. I had to kind of reflect on it today. So it was this awesome reel where this guy, I'm assuming he must be like an entrepreneur of sorts, someone who has money. He was being interviewed by these two people, and he was like, you know, let me put it to you like this. He said, what would you do? What, how would you feel if I were to just give you $1 million?
Grateful.
That's what the person said. He's like, I would be super grateful, you know, like
That'd and be, also suspicious.
Well, that well, it would be amazing. First of all, I mean, we can.
Why are you giving me $1 million?
Well, it's I'm not going to question the blessings of the Lord. He said, "Right,
I'm going to ask the contingencies."
He would be. He's like, "Yeah, you know, you'd probably be grateful. You would be, you know, have a good time, yada yada." He said, "Now, what if I gave you $1 million?" He's like, "No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to spice it up." He said, "What if I gave you $10 million?" Oh. But yes, you, Lord. But you don't get to wake up tomorrow. And the guy was like, "Would you take the money?" And the dude's like, "Absolutely not. No, right. I wouldn't take that." And the guy said, "Okay, so what you're saying is waking up tomorrow is more valuable to you than $10 million." He's like, "Yeah, of course." He said, "Then why aren't we living every day of our life that way?"
Ooh-wee.
And he used some language that
tomorrow is not promised. Right. Use your PTO today.
Well, PTO, what is that?
Oh, stop it.
He used some language that I won't repeat, and I had to like relieve myself of the right, wheel at that point. Right. But he did say that much. He was like, we should live every day as if the waking up, just the act of waking up, is so valuable. Just being here is much more valuable than money. And
I agree wholeheartedly.
However.
We've talked about it before in a previous episode about where our job should be and our priority. Like everything that we do, we should do with excellence unto the Lord. And you should have a good work ethic and things of that nature. But like at the end of the day, this could be my last day.
Exactly.
And I'm not about to spend it bending over backwards for a job that would not wait for my seat to get cold before they replaced me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I love my company. They've been good to me. And of course, I intend to be good to them, you know, and do the best that I absolutely can. But I am not about to, like, put that above family or above the things of God or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I absolutely
agree. It put it into perspective because there was something I was dealing with at the time. In the physical just things of life, and it really put it into perspective for me of like, you know what, at the end of the day, I woke up this morning,
right,
and I intend on doing it again tomorrow, and I just kind of I text Sarah and I was like, this is what I have in my mind right now, and she was like, I totally agree. I've been thinking about this too, that, you know, if you think about struggles that we had, you know, years and years ago, they're barely a memory.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's like the struggles that we're dealing with now, they are also going to be forgotten.
Ooh-wee.
And all this, but what's
thank
going,
you, Lord.
Right. But what's going to matter is that you got up every day, that you did this for God, that you did that, that you, you know, and that these things, they just pass away.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's good because some things you don't want to just remember all the time.
But it also brings into perspective in that you need to make everything count.
For sure. Like,
especially the things that you do for God, you know?
Most definitely.
Like, you don't want to just do it willy-nilly because the time will pass, you know? And you want to make sure that you've done everything that you can for the kingdom of God. In relation to what you were saying earlier, whenever you said that the guy was clearly an entrepreneur and that he was making you think about some things, I thought you were referring to the reel that you sent me where the guy was asked his corgi if he was a human in the past life, and I was like, yeah, he have to be an entrepreneur to have a corgi because they're so expensive,
right? So, goodness gracious,
I saw Sarah actually tagged me in some corgi puppies up for adoption, and they're in Wiggins.
Oh no!
$400, which is like normally they're like $800.
Well, I was about to say that seems like a good price,
right? Normally they're $800, but I don't have $400 to adopt a dog right now.
Patreon link below,
right?
Well, man, and see, isn't that frustrating?
And there was one too that just screamed cheesecake.
Aww,
I was so sad. I was like, please,
bro. I want you to know this. If I was able, you'd have it.
Thank you, bro.
I just want.
If I was able, I would also have it.
Rightfully so.
Another thing I was looking at here recently, speaking of Instagram and whatnot, because you know they got targeted ads.
Of course.
Was another limited time item for Taco Bell, the grilled cheese burrito, which is good. And I think we may have talked about this before, but I was thinking about it today to the point of actually writing it down. I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on limited time items? I know we've talked about it to some extent.
But like at restaurants?
Restaurants, in like fast food restaurants in general.
Man.
I.e. McRib, grilled chicken, or I meant naked chicken chalupa, rolled chicken tacos,
my thing et cetera. Is, my thing is, I get it. I really do.
I kind of get it.
It's a well, I get it from a business standpoint, and obviously it is a good business model or they wouldn't do this. As a consumer, it's very frustrating.
But even from the business standpoint, the only way I could see that being beneficial is if they are doing it annually. And there's like, okay, it's about to get McRib season, well, you know? Do. Well, not with Taco Bell doesn't.
No, well, Taco Bell...
They're so sporadic.
Yeah, it is very... You never know what's going
to
come.
Well, that's what I'm more so referring to. That's what bothers me so much because it's been so long since... I don't even think they brought back the that spicy...
Like the pepper jelly?
Yes, taco the pepper thing. Jelly.
They did not bring it back.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's they use it as a test, and if it's not super popular, they don't bring it back. But it's like the things that are popular that people are constantly commenting on underneath, why aren't you either reviewing to either A, make it a regular menu item instead of getting rid of menu items?
Yeah.
Or B, making it like the McRib and bringing them back more often.
I think one thing that's frustrating is if you really look at it, let's just talk about Taco Bell because that's the one we're kind of focusing on here. If you really look at Taco Bell, everything on their menu is basically all the same ingredients, just with a different...
More or less.
You know, for the most part.
Different construction.
Yeah. With the exception of something like the naked chicken chalupa. That's right. That's the only thing that gets... That chicken shell, I'll just call it.
Right.
And then you had recently the crispy chicken sandwich taco. Like, that was something right. different. I don't... What's frustrating for me as far as the limited item thing is you do go, you do like these things, and I don't know if it's just like... I don't know if it's just here, but it seems like, okay, tis the season for naked chicken chalupa.
Right.
You go... You want to get one, and they're out.
Prepare for that.
Exactly. Well, then you're like, okay, well, let me get this. I'll get something. I'll get it next time. You go, they're out again. Because right. they sell out so quick.
That's what I'm saying. You think that they would use that as a, like, oh, this is clearly doing very well.
Yeah.
Let's keep it longer or bring it back more often or make it a regular menu item.
That would be ideal.
That would be wonderful. For us.
But I do think that it goes to show that they know what they're... I mean, they have money, and I do not. So I guess
it's just unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate for consumers, for sure. But the, I mean, it kind of goes to show, though, are they really worried about the consumer?
Ooh.
Because I think if...
Ooh-wee.
They don't really listen...
Don't get me started talking about Nintendo Switch.
What you mean?
Bruh, Nintendo is terrible to their customers.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, bruh. So Nintendo Switch, I think it was a couple months ago, they put out an update for wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You can connect to your wireless headphones to your Switch. It wasn't on a new Switch. They just released a software update.
Yeah, they released the ability. They
had the technology there for years and just now release it after marketing a adapter for your wireless headphones.
That's frustrating.
That is just not cool. And then none of their games are going down in price. Like, there are games that have been out since the release of the Switch that are still $50. And there's just no sense in that.
I agree. I agree fully.
Sorry, that was my little rant for the day.
Tyler's sad.
I was really feeling it.
I understand. If it were up to me, if I had to pick between, okay, yes, continue the limited item things or don't, I'd say don't.
What?
But, yeah. Don't continue the limited item stuff.
Oh, you're saying like make them regular.
Yeah, like either either let us have it or don't, you know.
Well, not the ones that we've already had, because now I don't want the option of never having them again.
They need to add the naked chicken chalupa.
Mm-hmm. The spicy Doritos Locos Tacos.
They need to add the crispy chicken sandwich taco.
Yeah.
And then as far as I'm and the pepper jelly tacos.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned,
the rolled chicken tacos.
I'm good. But then, like you say, you like the rolled chicken tacos and stuff.
Absolutely.
You like those?
I do like those. Okay, I have fond memories of those.
Oh, man.
I had those on my 21st birthday for the first time, and they were great.
I'm so hungry. Oh, my goodness.
we ought to wrap this up so we can go get some food.
Well, and actually, it's funny you say that because it's now a special time.
A special time indeed, because this week on Drop the Bop, I got a bop for you, and I'm very excited to talk about it because I have just not been as excited about a full album for a long time. And it was not anything that like was being promoted and that was about to come out and that I'm like looking forward to. It just hit me out of nowhere and pleasantly surprised me. And the song that I'm going to recommend for Drop the Bop from this album is going to be Carol of the Bells. It's Christmas time. Sorry, you guys.
Police Navy Dad.
Right. For Lease Navy Dad. Carol of the Bells by Highlands Worship. I tried to just skip past it. I saw it on a sign once. It was like For Lease Navy Dad.
I mean, okay.
But yeah, Carol of the Bells. It's like the classic that you know.
You're welcome.
We ought to make that a sound or something. That was great.
You're welcome.
That was unplanned. Wow.
Well, it was clearly unplanned. It would have been much better if it would have been planned.
Woo-wee. But this is a Christian album.
Well, thank God.
Right. Christian Christmas album. And a lot of their songs on here are really, 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 really good. I am going to just link Carol of the Bells, but if you are one of those people that like to check out the full album, please feel free to do that. The link for it will be on Apple Music and Spotify. On our Instagram highlights, I personally recommend God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Away in a Manger, The First Noel. All of those are pretty good alternatives.
I've done this before, but I feel like we got a little distracted there. Did you say the name of the artist?
I did. Highlands Worship.
Okay, cool.
Highlands Worship. Check it out.
Definitely go check that out. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.
Mouse!